Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start by contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 23. And following that, we will drop deeply into the quiet space of love within our hearts. Workbook Lesson 23. I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. The idea for today contains the only way out of fear that will succeed. Nothing else will work. Every thought you have makes up some segment of the world you see. If the cause of the world you see is attack thoughts, you must learn that it is these thoughts that you do not want. Notice each thought as it comes into your mind. If it is not a right-minded thought, can you see that it is an attack thought? In order to change the way I think, I have to first identify the cause, the thought. I have to see that these thoughts are attack thoughts. I just need to be aware of the thought, notice it. Is it a thought from the heart? Thoughts of spirit, of love? Or is it an attack thought? If it is an attack thought, notice it as an attack thought and let it go. And notice the next thought. The first step is to notice and identify the thought. The second step is to let thought go. The third step is taken by God, which gives us a new way to see. quiet your mind again, and this time try to erase all the meaning that you have given to everything. Sit in a space where there is no meaning that you assign. You have no goals. You have no responsibilities. You have no likes or dislikes. You are just watching, observing, feeling. There is no judgment. There is no wondering what ifs. It's just a place of just watching with the wonder of what will happen next. The wonder of whatever presents itself as you sit in this space. Notice there are no attack thoughts. Only thoughts of peace, love, joy, freshness. The meanings that we assign to things are attack thoughts. In this space, there are no attack thoughts because there are no meanings assigned. Thank you for joining with me in this holy space of freedom. Namaste.